Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, coming at you full Rattlesnake this morning. Chicka, chicka, chicka. What's up, Zachy?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, baby boy? I like the fact your hair's growing back in.
Yeah, I feel good.
I didn't want to offend you before, but I hated your short hair.
Why?
Just didn't work, dude. You made you look like a fucking aunt.
I'm going to cut it again.
No, don't.
I'm going to cut it. I'm going to be your aunt.
No, dude.
I'm going to make you take me on vacation every year.
Honestly, you would appreciate it more than my family.
Yeah.
So I should just pick the Real Ass Podcast crew. We should go to Jamaica every year, right? Shannon, you know my next question.
I'll go with the team, all of us together.
You'll go with the whole team?
And if we got a little drunk and got a little crazy, who knows what would happen?
I mean, that's not, no.
Shannon, you don't even know how to play the game.
It's a company
outing. You don't even have to fucking commit to sucking me. You can literally say, who knows what would happen, and then we're there, and you're like, get the fuck away from me.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta be like, hey, it's Jamaica. You never know what's gonna happen, Lou.
Whatever happens in Jamaica stays in Jamaica.
I don't want to plant those seeds, though.
I want to plant a seed right in between your legs. Hell yeah. That's pretty good. Look, we have a great show planned. Incredible show planned today. Nick Lewis J. Mullez says Lev is better than Robbie. There we go. Lev, you already got a fan.
There we go.
Here we go. Look, great show planned today. Lev first here, obviously. Kevin Goatee is here. What's up, kid? It's been a minute.
What's going on, buddy? How have you been?
Chilling, man.
All right.
Very excited about today's show. It's going to be a good one. Lev, what's going on? Are you off today? What's going on today?
What do you mean off?
Your energy is off.
No, I just, I'm waiting for you to fucking intro us. I just intro'd you. You're trying to bang Shannon. I'm not trying to cock block you right in the fucking. What a way to bring somebody in, too. He's like, what's wrong with you today?
What is wrong with you today?
Nothing. I was just about to say, I'm excited to see you.
I'm excited to see you. I like Confident Lev.
Skinny Lou.
Skinny Lou, Confident Lev.
It's a new pod.
I know. It would be a good pod right there.
That's the best way to be like a psychiatrist. Someone walks in the door. What's wrong with you? Bang. That's how you fucking open a session.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. I didn't grow up in the Bronx like you, dude. You can't just throw that energy
Lev,
at me.
Lev is an interesting character, and I will say that right now.
Here comes another analysis.
No. It's not an analysis.
So every time I'm here, he's like, let me tell you about Lev.
First of all, Lewis grew up in the Palisades Mall.
Lev is he's an interesting character. I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, you fucking better, dude. I've known you for 10 fucking years.
Are they hot? Who are these? Are they hot chicks that follow you, that are fans of yours? What is it? What is it that you, is your thing? Is it all hot chicks? Because it seems like you're talking to hot chicks.
You know what's weird is a lot of the people that follow me are hot chicks. It's recently tilted to more ugly men, which is good for comedy. But
right. The
ones that follow me are down.
Like, they have downs.
Yes, they're all disabled, wheelchair accessible. Okay. No, they're just fucking... The people that are left are cool because I say fucked up shit all the time. My whole podcast is me shitting on women. That's the whole show. So, and every once in a while we throw in Calm Turtle, and that's it.
All right, I like it.
That's the whole show.
Look, Lev is slowly but surely winning my audience over because Lev is a tough pill to swallow for people that are tough pills to swallow.
Yeah. If you can do it, I can do it.
Well, you got to understand what I mean by that. When I break that down, okay? You're not a tough pill to swallow for the average person. Like, the average person walking the street would probably become a Lev Fur fan.
I don't know.
For my fans, you're a tough pill to swallow.
I think that's why I method acted and gained 100 pounds. Was to gain.
Like, De Niro and Raging Bull.
Yeah, dude. The people.
Yeah, Lev got his first Kessel Snake.
That's why I did it. People thought
you're trying to connect with the Juggalo fan base.
Yeah, people thought I couldn't stop eating. It's like, no, I was trying to win over 400 Twitter followers, and that was the way to do it. 1 pound at a time.
So. Trying to get that coveted fan group of people that wear hoodies to the beach.
Yeah, now I'm going back down to win back my old audience. bring them back in.
Edison S. Rosario just is putting pictures of just hot chicks in the live chat. Edison, stop doing that. Nobody cares about these random fucking whores you follow. These are just chicks. It's not even fucking like chicks that we know. Like, I understand when you put pictures of people we know and you
almost said one.
Yeah, look, if you want to put pictures, if there's any comedians that are on OnlyFans that you want to post in the Racist Live Chat, have at it. I want you to. I want to see them. I want to be surprised by an OnlyFans chick. Like, I know that chick.
Yeah.
But I think I know them all already.
Dude, I any person I know in real life that starts an OnlyFans, I will pay the $10 to see what's what.
Could you tell us which one was the best surprise and which one was the ugh?
Dude, chick from my high school who was the hot chick now has a fucking OnlyFans. She does, like, the Twitch streaming and all that shit. She's, like, in a pool. Oh, my God. That's fun. It's fun to just, that one's for the boys.
Who has the best OnlyFans out of all the comedians?
I haven't gotten an OnlyFans once, yeah. I haven't checked out any female comics OnlyFans pages.
I don't know that many comics who have one.
There are a few.
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, have I paid for a few. I don't want to name the female comics that I have paid for their OnlyFans.
The thing with a comic OnlyFans is you don't have to fucking pay for it. You can just Google their name, OnlyFans, and just Google images will fucking show you everything you need to see.
Yeah, they're on Reddit, I think. Someone was bitching about that. They would just screenshot their shit and put it up there and just taking money right out of their pockets.
Yeah, Karen. Karen Fian was bitching about that.
Oh, okay.
On my show, because I told my fans to do that. And she was wrong. She was wrong, because she got more OnlyFans subscribers from my brilliant marketing. Because the way men beat their dicks, we don't see one picture and go, I only need that picture now. No, you need a wide variety. Even just one time, like one picture is not going to do it for me. I probably need 30 pictures just to get there, So, you give a little sample and that's how you fucking hook them in.
Like a drug dealer.
Yeah, exactly. Like an after school special.
You taste.
Where is that?
What?
That never existed. I never got a fucking free taste of drugs, not once in my life.
I did.
I have definitely have.
They've given you, hey, try this.
I've definitely had people that are like, hey, have a line. Before
you buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a brilliant way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is laundry detergent.
By the way,
go fuck yourself.
By the way, it really works.
Oh, yeah.
Good sales technique.
Hey, do you want a line? For what? Boy, do I.
Wait, your entire bit is about getting a free taste.
Oh, yeah, you're right, dude. I have.
Wow.
You're closer.
But you know what? First of all, I haven't done that bit in a while. Second of all, it's a lie. Third of all, I'm a phony. No. That was different. I was thinking like after school special, the kid comes up to you and be like, hey, kid, you want to try this? Like that was in Mexico. When I was in Mexico, I got free samples of cocaine. They give them out on the beach. And that's
while asking to braid your hair at the same time, too.
Yeah. I got free samples of cocaine.
Did you try it?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
Well, the whole bit is that, I just kept on getting free bumps and going up the beach.
Yeah.
4 hours later, I was in Chile. So it was great. It was actually, it was weird. The coke in Mexico was colored, right? So they would color code it. So it'd be like they'd put green dye in it or red dye in it or like whatever it is. But
that can't be good for you.
I don't know. I have no idea. But I did a bunch of Mexican blow and got wild. And then I fucked an old lady.
I've never heard.
How old?
65, 70.
Wow, Jesus. It's Medicare shit right there. We're talking.
Who knows how old that lady was? I got to be honest with you. I showed her the time of her life, though. I really did show this bitch the time of her life. She probably thinks about it every day. I think about it every day.
She's not alive.
Think of it.
Yeah. It's just like that dude with that green shit all around his face. It's really fucking.
Shit.
Why would you bang somebody that old?
I don't know, dude. I was just...
Why not?
I was on Mexican coke. I was all
like
fucked up and horny.
It's like a skank skip back program.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes I throw it down with...
back.
Ugly old women. Sometimes I do that. I did on Shiprocks 1 year, just like I'd see this woman on Shiprocks is like a heavy metal cruise.
Yeah.
And then I would see this old lady every year because I did it like 3 or 4 years in a row. And the first year I did it, I fucked this just decrepit old fucking lady. And then every year I'd see her and she'd be like, toodaloo.
She was like that. Oh,
she waves at you with her good hand.
The professor in Van Wilder with the shitty teeth where he fucks her so she loses the paperwork, whatever, for just like that.
Are you like a sex addict though, where you're like you'll fuck anything, like you just have to get the fuck out?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should watch this, like my favorite porn star, this guy Rocco. They did a documentary about him, and he's like, he basically would just leave his family for like years at a time and just be like, I had to fuck everything, like grandmothers, like grandfathers, like I just can't.
That's the guy who drowns chicks' heads in the toilet, right?
He does some creative stuff, but the guy is the king of anal.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, a sex addict is weird. Like, but I would say probably, definitely more so than the average man.
Yeah,
like I,
because like I would turn away anything that I didn't like.
I know I have turned. Here's the thing: if I could be caught fucking almost anybody.
Yeah.
Like, given the right circumstances and horniness. Like, if I'm horny enough, I'm on the road, I'm fucking in a moment, I'm like, ugh. Right.
But, you know, I feel like if you're a proper, like, to me, this sounds like you're a sex addict. And I think that you should almost be allowed to cheat if you have that in you of this, like, I just have to fuck, like, whatever the thing is. Because, like, me, like, I'm so over that in my life. Like, I look at women like fucking liabilities now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, no, I'm good. I got a girlfriend, been together for 2 years. I'm like, I don't need any fucking stories out there. Like, I will turn away, unless a chick is, like, what I think gorgeous, I'm not interested in having sex with her. Whereas, yeah. Like, with you, you're, like, the exact opposite of that.
No. I mean, look.
Like, you date hot chicks, though.
I typically only fuck hot chicks. Let's not get this twisted. Let's not get this fucking twisted.
You're not a bottom dweller after all, then. Like, what's the lowest, like, number you would go?
A zero. Wow. I've gone zero, but that's not the point. I'm saying my average is probably still a six, and you throw in the few zeros that I've had.
You have an Audi. Your average shouldn't be a fucking six, dude. Yeah.
But most of the time, I'm fucking hotter chicks. Most of them, but I'm saying there's enough zeros in there that'll bring the average down to six.
Right.
I've just been caught a few times. Yeah. Not that recently, but I'm just saying I'm not above it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm definitely not above it. For the most part, I'm going to fuck a hot chick, you know, but if there's absolutely no options and I'm really horny and I get caught up in the right moment, I can even convince myself that I'm like doing some like charity work here that it's like, that kind of turns me on. I'm like, yeah, dude, fucking fuck this.
But I can write this off, right?
Yeah. Good.
But after you fuck one of these ladies who looks like Big J, like what do you feel after?
The moment I come, I feel disgust.
Disgust.
But I also know myself well enough to know to let them, like what you do is... you let them know that you have another plan afterwards so they're not sticking around. I already know, like, I'm horny. I'm like, oh, I'm going to fuck this chick. She's gross, but, like, whatever. But in that moment, I go, I know I'm not going to want to fuck her again, and I know I'm not going to want to talk to her after this. So what I'll usually do is I usually set a thing where I'm like, oh, I have to go meet up with friends, or I say my agent a lot. That's the one that I... That's a
your
lie.
Agent? That's what lie. You say to get the sex. You're using that as the out the door?
Yeah, I got to talk to my agent at 3:30 this morning. Yeah.
No,
you
no.
Got a big meeting?
He's like, you want some purple blow before I leave?
See.
No, but it's fuck, like let's say I'll bring him back to the hotel. It's 10, 11 o'clock. I don't go out partying until 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I'll say, oh, I was like, I don't really have time.
My travel agent's calling. I'm going to Jamaica with the whole crew.
It's my insurance agent, and it's going to be a problem. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll say, hey, I was like, we could hang out. I was like, but I have to meet up with my agent at this bar in a little while.
Yeah.
And you set the standard of like, yeah, you can't fucking come. I'm going to do business right now. I did that one time. I had two chicks.
Why is your agent in Toledo?
I don't know. My agent follows me on the road.
Lewis is like, I got an agent in every city. Like, lying to these fucking chicks.
No, this is a great way to, I guess you have to be in the business in order to do this, but I had two chicks. I won't say what venue because I don't want the chicks to ever know.
We get it. It was guys we fucked.
No, it was two chicks. Where's the truth sound effect? And what I did was I was talking to both these chicks, and I wanted to fuck both of them, and I was like, fuck, I didn't know how to play it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, she's going to see me talking to her, and she's going to see me talking to her. So what I did was I told the one girl that the other girl was my agent. So I was like, oh yeah, this blonde. I was like, are you gonna see me talking to this chick? She's my agent. I was like, I have to rub elbows with
the other
all
chick.
Night.
The other one's my manager. So as you see, I don't like putting them together because I like there to be a divide between my manager and my agent.
No, Lev's killing today. Lev has never been this funny. Holy shit!
I'm just finally.
Ironically, he gave them both 10%.
I was just gonna say one was gonna get 15%. The one's gonna get the 10. Good one.
You ever get confused? You like want to call your agent? You actually call some fat whore in Indiana?
Like, listen, I need more road dates. Lewis? Yeah, no, but that was a line.
Shh, my husband's home.
Yeah, that was. This microphone kind of smells, by the way. Is it me? No, this microphone.
It was just a really professional break there, Lewis.
Just letting you know, the microphone kind of stinks. Yeah, so that was a good, like, lie. And then I was able to manage both of them and just go back and forth and do a little fucking...
Wait, so what'd you do? Like, it was the same night you did separate sex with both?
Yes.
Okay. I never had same night. I had one time I was hanging out with these two chicks after a show in D.C., and they were, like, best friends from childhood, these, like, cool Jewish chicks. And they basically, I was like, you know, you're trying to make the threesome happen. You got fucking, you're like, come sit with me on the couch. You got one arm around each, you know, that whole fucking game. And then I was like, let's make out. And then one of them was like, let's do it. And the other one was like, no, like, I'm not going to split you like that. And I was like, no, I don't mind. Like, thinking it was like, she was trying to do something nice for me. Yeah. And literally in front of me, they negotiated. They were like, all right, I'll take him tonight. You take him tomorrow. And that's how they broke me up. So, like, the two nights I was there, I went, like, to this. They lived above each other. I went to the same fucking apartment building. First chick was great. Second chick was, like, a fucking miracle. Like, when you close out on the even better one, that's like, oh, dude, she just fucking grabbed me by the dick and led me into the fucking bedroom. That was, like, one of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I stopped paying attention in the middle of that story.
Sorry. Lev, sorry, Lev, I had to take a break cool to Jewish smell the mic. Around,
yeah. You know, Lev, I'm trying here. You know, the story was you being awesome yet again.
Yeah. Happens.
No. See, can I tell the difference between my story and your story? Because my story, I was also being awesome.
Your story was douchier. You had industry in it.
I know, but let me tell you why. I'm going to give you a breakdown. Okay? Because your story was just bragging about fucking two hot chicks. My story was bragging about being a piece of fucking shit.
Not really.
I was a piece of garbage. Really. I was a bad person in my story.
Dude, this is what I'm you a do, villain. Though. You I'm tell a the bad same guy story. You just put yellow sunglasses on it to make it look like you're fucking actually degrading yourself, and you're not. It's the same story. He's like, yeah, I banged four chicks. Like, they all got to know WME by the end of it. And he's fucking coming at me for the same shit.
Sorry, ladies. I have to go to the shooting range.
You tricked your audience with this bullshit.
Dude, listen to me. My audience is fucking... Okay, sorry. Edit this out. They don't know shit. Yeah. Okay, don't fucking pull the curtain aside for them, okay?
It's their girlfriends that were fucking.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our new sponsors on the show, which is rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. Whether you're somebody who works on your car themselves, or maybe you have a friend that does it, or maybe you go to a shop and you want to make sure you're getting the best prices possible on your parts, this is the way you got to do it, okay? It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to help you find the parts that you need at the best prices possible. There's no more talking to a counter guy who need to order your parts. Usually, they're not sure what you're looking for. It's a whole pain in the ass. It's a hassle. They charge you so much more money. RockAuto.com takes out the middleman. You can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. I just got a car. I'm going to tell you right now, I just had an accident with my car and I had to get a bunch of stuff fixed. I wish I had Rock Auto at the time, because the amount of money that I fucking spent on parts was bonkers. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once again, rockauto.com, there is no promo code needed, as their pricing is already really, really low. The lowest prices possible as it is, so you don't need to put in a promo code. So right now, you go to rockauto.com, and when you order, make sure you tell rockauto.com that you heard them on the Real Ass Podcast. Once again, it's rockauto.com. Okay, where were we? Okay, let's do some plugs. Let's fucking get this show going. We're starting right now. That was all just pre-warm.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Sweet.
Yeah. Warmed up. Right, yeah, I have all fucking day.
Shannon, play that plug music. Shannon, you do your plugs first. How about that?
That sounds great. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is
Ding.
We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Hell yeah. Lev, what do you got to plug?
If you guys wouldn't mind.
St. Michael in the live chat, racist live chat, shout out to all the racist live chat subscribers, says Lewis's story was better because Lev wasn't in it. Solid comment.
That was the one he was calling in the story.
God, sorry, Lev.
Yeah, just if you could subscribe to my YouTube. I know you guys use YouTube. My fucking dumb women that follow me don't use YouTube. So subscribe there, and just social media. And I have two sick shows at The Stand next month in August on the 5th and 26th.
Hell yeah.
They're like, they usually sell out. They're just fucking dope-ass shows.
So, sweet. Kevin Gautier.
GuttingTheSacredCow.com, and also on YouTube, which is my podcast I do, where I invite guests like Zach Amico and Shannon and Ralph to come on and pick a film that they absolutely hate and try and convince us that it's a piece of shit. But the twist is this. The film has to be either A, financially successful, B, widely beloved, or C, critically acclaimed. So no shitting on Friday the 13th, Part 8. We all know it fucking sucks. So GuttingTheSacredCow.com, and on YouTube, and on all the socials.
Sick. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Fidance, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling. And I'll be on the road with this guy.
Yeah, the road's coming up. First of all, this Friday night, if you guys are listening live, we will be in Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island. Myself, Dave Smith, co-headlining with the great Zach Amico as a special guest. This is one show only, one night only. This was put together short notice, so make sure you fucking come out and show Providence Comedy Connection who the fuck we are. I'll be July 16th and 17th. Next week, Stress Factory, Bridgeport, Connecticut with the great Zach Amico. 8 p.m. shows, headlining. Then 10 p.m. shows, we're doing The Depraved, featuring Jessica Kirsten, Aaron Berg, Colin Turrell, and many more. There's like, I think, five or six comedians on the show. Grab tickets for those shows because they will sell out. Then I'm going down to San Diego, the American Comedy Company, the following weekend, Thursday through Sunday, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, American Comedy Company. With Colin Turrell actually opening there as well. The 26th, we're doing The Depraved at the Comedy Store, featuring Kim Congdon, Andrew Santino, Preacher Lawson, Colin Turrell, and many more. Guys, The Depraved is the fucking...
Dude, I've heard it's the shit.
It's the shit. Yeah. It's the best. It's the best single audience. The closest thing to a Skankfest audience that you're going to get is the best single audience in comedy right now. So come the fuck out for those. Then I'm going down to Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club the 28th through the 31st. Once again, Colin Turrell supporting Down the Shore. Point Pleasant, New Jersey, August 5th. No, that's not true. August 26th is going to be BJ Ryan's now. They changed that. August 4th is going to be the Stress Factory. We're doing The Depraved at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, with Voss, Joe Liss, and a bunch of other, Karen Fian, a bunch of other comedians as well. And then August 26th, BJ Ryan's, Norwalk, Connecticut. And you guys should know, Monday, July 12th, tickets are going on sale for Skankfest South. Skankfest South is fucking going to kick ass. Okay, it is a 3-day comedy party nonstop from noon till 2 o'clock in the morning every night. There's something going on. Multiple stages, live music, pro wrestling, the best comedians in the world, the best podcasts in the world. We got Bob fucking Saget coming out and headlining Skankfest this year. Gilbert Gottfried, Doug Stanhope, fucking Tim Dillon. Obviously, all the regular characters. Why are you Photoshop tits on me? What? Is Bisping drunk?
Yeah. That's a real... She's got one eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Bisping's just being hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
That is fucking great.
It makes me so mad how funny Bisping is.
Bisping is one of the most charming, funniest fucking so people. And he could just beat everyone's ass. It's ridiculous.
And with the accent, it's a perfect fucking combo.
Oh, yeah, dude. And he's hot, right,
Shannon?
He's got
one eye, which makes him so likable.
I know, dude. Like, yeah, Bisping's awesome. Shout out to Bisping. Shout out to Believe in Me podcast. But yeah, guys, come out. I mean, obviously, all the usual suspects. Ari Shaffir, Shane Gillis, Mark Norman, Joe List, Jessica Kirsten, the great Zach Amico, and the Naked Roast. We're doing the roast of Luis J. Gomez. We're roasting me and filming it at Skankfest. You do not want to miss any of this. It's a whole other fucking world. Obviously, The Depraved is going to be down there as well. Go check out the lineup. We've announced 110 comedians. There will be over 150 comedians. Still a bunch of people we can't announce right now. Still a bunch of special guests that we're never going to announce that are just going to be there. Who knows what could happen at Skankfest?
How did you not ask me to do this fucking festival?
You want
to
do Skankfest?
Yeah.
Lev Fur's going to be on Skankfest.
Well, who's paying for the flight?
110 comics. It sounds like almost a Sheba Mason bringer right there.
Such an inside,
inside baseball joke, but it's fucking hit.
The only person that's going to get that joke is Sheba.
Yeah. So make sure you guys grab your tickets on July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern. Skankfest.net is the website. Don't miss out. It is the number one comedy party in the world. Nothing else like Skankfest. You've been to Skankfest before.
Yeah, right? I did it the first year. It was fucking...
The best.
Yeah, it's
Oh, that's right. That's when I met you.
Yeah.
I met you at Skankfest, and you... Lev submitted a good tape. I remember the year you did Skankfest...
But not good enough.
...was the year that... Well... you haven't progressed that much.
I'm a killer now. What are you fucking? What are you high? Even your fans like me live.
I used to watch the tapes. Like it was me, Rebecca, and Christine watched every single tape. And I remember you submitted a really good tape.
Yeah, man. I'm good at comedy. I'm good at stand-up. I'm gonna book you on my show. You'll see.
You just need to have a little more humility.
No, I got humility when me and you went to fucking Brooklyn and sparred. This is me clearing humility.
I did.
Who won?
Put a beat down on Lev.
Yeah, did you?
Lewis got me.
Oh, hey, Paco, if I give you all the footage from the Lev episode, can you remix it into the new style of Fight Journal? Just because, honestly, that was a great episode, and we should just have a remix.
No, we're not fucking... We've already gone through it, dude. We're not fucking remixing it. Jesus.
Put a fucking beat down on Lev. It was great. Made Shannon really turned on.
She's still not banging you, dude.
Shannon.
Yes. You look very jacked.
You know, I almost have, I'm going to send you a picture right now of my abs, because in the morning yesterday, I had abs.
Okay. Do you want to watch some of the sparring while you send that to me?
Yeah, please.
She sounds.
We don't need more of the fucking sparring. Jesus Christ. I regret bringing it up.
Shannon loves it.
Dude, that day was a fucking wake-up call for your boy.
At what point did you guys start kissing already?
Well, you know what's funny is I got home and I stepped on my scale for the first time in like 2 years. I was, Lewis, guess my weight here in this video.
Shannon, I just sent you.
250.
I just sent you my naked body. I was part of a lot of people.
How long ago was this, Lev?
When was this?
You do have abs.
Right, Shannon?
Yep.
And look,
Lewis is in great shape.
I'm getting the little side fucking thingies down there.
Cum gutters?
In the morning.
Cum gutters in the morning?
Cum gutters.
You're
dude.
Actually in better shape even than from here.
Oh, yeah, that's months ago.
Lewis, you look like Bald Bull from Mike Tyson's Punch Out in this video.
Yeah,
Shannon, I almost want to send you one of me holding my dick because that's the one that I look best. But I feel like that's the one you're going to use against me when you try to fucking be to me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Whatever, Shannon.
By the way, I did really enjoy watching you beat up Dylan in the fight journal.
Dylan was the one.
Yeah.
Zachy. Look at that. I mean, come on, Dougie.
Good for you, buddy.
Right? It's coming together. Yeah,
it's coming together.
It's fucking coming together.
Let's see.
They can't see it on camera, though.
No.
What is it?
Hey, you guys can see it.
Oh, why are you naked, dude?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Right, Shannon, look. Shannon, look.
James, come here and take a picture
Shannon,
of my dick.
Look. No,
I'm going to put the camera right over there. No,
I'm fucking feeling good, dude. I'm about to actually. Wait, did you take a picture of it?
What?
Is that your dick?
Blue shoe, baby.
Sex dick. It looks exactly like you think Zach's dick is going to look.
Oh, I've seen your dick.
With, exactly. What you think
with rainbow
like.
Dyed pubic hair and all.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I saw him swing a fucking lantern from it at the first Skankfest.
Yeah. It's going to get fucking wild. It's naked rust.
Like he's Paul
out.
Revere hanging one
I
by night,
swear to
one
God.
By land, and two by sea.
Dude, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my fucking life. There was like dark music, the whole like room full of people, smoke coming. I don't even know if there was smoke.
Nope.
I remember smoke. Yeah, like my no brain smoke. Remembers smoke.
Laser light show. Fog hat was playing.
Dude,
like the Undertaker's about to come out with Paul Bearer.
They had a Biggie hologram. It was dancing next to Zach. It was fucking
dude, I swear to God there was smoke there. I will go on the record. There was a fuck, like there was smoke coming out. And all of a sudden, like to this haunting music, you just see one man walking up the middle, and it's just naked Zach, which normally you call the feds.
Right.
But this was just dope. And then you look, he puts a fucking lantern off the like bull ring on his cock.
Right.
And he's swinging
fucking,
it.
It was insane.
Yeah. It's the best, dude. And that you can expect that and more at Skankfest South.
So
happening.
Much easier than writing jokes.
Yeah. I've been a lot of fluff and make sure I could hold the lantern and not slide off.
Yeah, I can't believe you did that, dude.
Well, I used to do six packs of like Heineken.
Zach, will you be my roast master for my roast?
Yes, please. I was hoping you would ask.
Yes.
So yes, you would slide your dick in that little part where you carry the sixer for the Heineken? That's what you're saying?
No, sure. I have a 2-gauge Prince Albert.
Oh.
So I would take a mountain climbing clip and connect them.
Somebody hand Zach a lamp, please. Yeah. We can recreate this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's what you get when...
If you look for Zach Amico's...
You get a picture of Fortune 5.
If you look for Zach Amico's...
Net worth,
you get Fortune 5. That's fucking hilarious. Fortune Feimster. Okay.
It's funny as fuck.
Anything else I got to plug, Shannon?
Just her?
No, podcastmerch.com.
Podcastmerch.com. Get all of our merch. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. That's it. A lot of stuff. All right, let's talk about some of these news stories. What was going on with this? I don't think it's in the notes. Maybe it is. Oh, yeah. The pre-op causes controversy in spa. That story. I read a little bit about this. Are there like Antifa's like fighting with fucking...
Yeah.
Christians, I guess.
I'm not sure if it was Christian people, but it was definitely like they were calling people transphobic.
So what happened was there's a, I guess at a Korean spa, which I didn't realize this because I read the story. At a Korean spa, you're naked. I guess in the women's section and the men's section, they segregate it. But in the women's section, you're completely naked. You're not wearing a towel. Like if you go to a
How
spa.
How do they segregate it? North and South Koreans?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was good. It wasn't bad. If you're not wearing a towel, you're not wearing a robe or anything, you're just walking around this fucking place naked, apparently. And I guess it was a pre-op transgendered person, woman. And
Kim Jong Il.
Yeah, pre-op sounds like a Korean faction.
Yeah, she, he, whatever it is. I feel like pre-op, I cannot, I'm not calling it a she. That's crazy. Like, you're, right. You didn't even fucking make the commitment to chop your dick off, and you're expecting me to change my entire fucking behavior? That's wild.
I disagree.
That's like when a werewolf has, like, some fangs showing, but they're not full hair yet. They're like, no, you're not a wolf yet.
You're not a werewolf. You're still a dude. You're transitioning. Yeah, you're in the middle of becoming a wolf.
You're screaming at your long hand.
You know why I disagree? Imagine like in the fucking Civil War, like your leg gets like gangrene or some shit, and they're like, we have to cut it off. Even if you know that leg's gonna kill you, you're still like, I want to keep the leg. I don't want to cut it off. Like, it's scary as shit.
Yeah. Is that what you think is going on? So you just give them the benefit of the doubt. You see, you're now a woman.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but you also wouldn't live your life with two legs and call yourself an amputee.
All right, fuck off.
Circle gets a square. Circle gets a square.
Fuck out, man.
Yeah, it's fine. And look, do what you want to do. Like, I'm just saying, like, you haven't even made the commitment of cutting your dick off. So now I have to play your game. It's this, like, it's a control thing. Like,
100%.
You're pushing your fucking thing. Like, I don't know, dude. I can call you whatever the fuck I want to call you. Who fucking cares? But fine. For the sake of an argument, for the sake of our woke audience, because we have a lot of new woke fans of this show that happen. They pop up all the time. We'll call this transgendered person a she, okay? So she's got her big fat cock out, okay?
And just, well, it's Korean.
No. Yeah, we saw Hangover. That's not going to happen.
It's flopping around, yeah. Okay? Yeah, sure. And she's fucking sitting there just fucking like staring at people with her dick out. And some of the women that were going to the spa, one woman protested the situation, was surrounded and physically intimidated by a group of largely male Antifa activists. So, but this is after the fact. So women at the spa start complaining, saying, yeah, there's a fucking dude in the locker room with a dick. And then, you know, it became, I guess in California, there's a law that says you can't discriminate like that. That
right.
If you identify as a woman, you can use. So the spa is just going by like the law. They can't actually discriminate. They'll be in trouble. They'll be sued, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the women, the terminology they're using, they're like, I don't want to see a penis. It's not about seeing a woman or a man. It's like, I don't want to look at a dick. I'm paying.
So by the way, that's the best way to do that, because I'm sure they could go, one of those chicks could say, I was raped and seeing penises is triggering to me.
Yeah.
And this is my safe space.
Well, it's a very strange thing. And, you know, I'm not saying that this transgendered person is lying to go look at women, but that sounds like a pretty awesome idea if you ask me.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I do.
Let's cut to the new segment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a spa and look at naked women.
Paco recording you walking into a spa bathroom.
Got one leg up on a changing bench, just jerking like, stop.
You know, you can accidentally, this is true, you can accidentally walk into the female locker room at any gym you go to two or three times. At least two or three times.
Until
like, what? Be on your phone, like, you're not paying attention, like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah, I have. I have done it by accident, and that's how I know you can do it. You can get away with it. I've done it multiple times.
Fucking shoot you? Like, it happens. You make a mistake.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you can deliberately do that. You don't have to do it by accident. You can pretend it's an accident. So you can go look at naked women and peep.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is How to Rape with Louis J. It's a new segment.
What's the solution to this spa thing that they just put like a trans sign on the janitor's closet?
I don't know. I
it's like the seller's policy on Louis C.K. It's like, swim at your own risk. We're not responsible for what you see here.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't really know. It is a bizarre thing because you're talking about like such a small group of people in the world, right? Such a small, not only is it just transgender people, it's like transgender people who want to go to a Korean spa. Yeah. Like there's like three people in the world. And by the way,
that person must know like, okay, I'm going to be naked in this, fucking restroom or whatever. Like people are going to notice. You're going to like, you must have the social awareness of going like, this might be a local news story because like people aren't ready for that. But do you think that in 10 years, anybody's going to give a shit about who's naked in what locker rooms? Like, do you think?
I think we are going down more of a woke path, and I think you're going to see more and more transgendered kids and transgendered teens and, you know, however you feel about that. I don't know. I think that they're going to have to come up with laws and rules that reflect the land and reflect the actual people. And I don't think that many people really believe that a pre-op transgender person should be able to walk around, you know, little girls and women with their dick flopping around. I think most people go like, yeah, that's a unique situation. And, you know, whereas, yeah, maybe if this person's like legitimately feels uncomfortable in their own body and really needs to like, well, maybe you need to give up going to the fucking Korean spa. Like that's just a place you can't go. Like, I don't know. I'm not allowed near schools or playgrounds. I gave that up for my own weird sexual things. So
can you imagine they were like, we were on her side until she asked for a happy ending. That's what we kind of flipped.
I like to know if this person has that kind of like an agenda just to go in and go, I'm going to go out, walk around, have my dick hang out and go, ah, I'm pre-op, just want to fucking
well, that would
shit
turn
up.
Me on. Right. Like literally watching girls uncomfortable stare at my dick and like that. It's not crazy why that would turn some fucking freak on, right? That's like a category of porn where guys like just pull their dick out and have girls see them like, you know, with a hard dick.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
How would you feel if you were like you and James were in a fucking gym locker room and like the opposite walks in?
Some hot chick?
No, like a dude or no? What?
A trans a man?
Yeah, a trans man. A
trans man
started as a, yes.
Me.
A Pontiac.
I walk in.
Through.
No, but like what's her name? The you know
Ellen
the,
Page.
Yeah, like
Elliot Page.
Like Elliot Page walks in with his little fucking tiny chest and abs.
Mm.
Thanks.
How do you react?
But she's got a pussy.
Yes. You and James just see open puss.
I wouldn't care, and that's only because my kid's not a fig. No, I wouldn't care because it's not as invasive. Like, number one, a pussy's in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like...
Oh, this is just
it's
retarded.
It's not taking
this
up part of your space.
That's no. The dumbest take.
No, like, I don't think so.
It's
no.
All coming out 3 inches at me, so it's 3 inches less aggressive.
But if you put the tampon in her pussy in front of me, then that's a line
right
there.
Well, no, if she spread her pussy lips in front of us, I would go, oh, this is like really inappropriate. But
yeah, but that's like, it's sort not of, like this trans woman is like jerking off in front of them. That's the equivalent.
It's a little different, dude. Men and women, let's get real. Are we going to pretend that...
That you're not attracted to both?
Are we going to pretend that like a man... Being naked around some girl isn't a more uncomfortable thing. That's more uncomfortable, just in general.
But why?
Because we're hunters. Right. We're constantly trying to fuck
we're
them.
We're physically larger.
That's part of it. But also the fact that these women constantly, every single day, are having men try to fuck them. Mm-hmm. Try to fuck them every day. From the time they have tits. They're 11 years old. Men are trying to fuck them. Men are making comments about their bodies nonstop, okay? To have a man with his fucking dick out... It feels way more invasive, whereas a woman, they're fighting us off constantly. It's almost like, you know, like I almost feel like she'd be more uncomfortable for me and my kid to be gawking at her pussy. Okay, like, I would make her feel uncomfortable, like, nice pussy, dude.
You know what I think it comes down to, though, is just how attractive they are. Because I think you'd be more offended if, like, you saw a gross... Well, maybe not you, because you're a problem.
Hey, Juno, nice like, man clam.
I was going to say, like, if you saw, like, a 60-year-old woman with, like, an awful body, like, walks in completely naked, but knowing you, you'd be like, I'll probably fuck her.
It's like The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah, like, imagine, like, that lady, like, the Shining lady is fucking naked in your locker room. Then you'd be like, all right, James.
It would be a little bit of... But I wouldn't feel unsafe, and I think that's the difference, is I think that these women...
I would.
You feel unsafe?
Yeah, because naked woman that's like of that body, my brain goes, maybe she's crazy.
That's exactly what I was like. What if Brenda Justice walked into the man's locker room naked? Be like, oh, this is going to be a situation.
I still wouldn't be afraid of her.
You wouldn't be afraid of her sexually.
Destroy
you'd be afraid of
her physically. Like, what is she going to do? She's going to attack my son? No, fucking knee.
Who knows?
Head, elbow, guillotine. That's it.
And then she comes.
Yeah, just,
Baco's recording a fight journal. Lewis beating up a trans woman. Just doing awkward office comedy about beating up a trans woman.
It's not the same thing. The men are the aggressors. Men, just in general. I'm not saying that women are never aggressive and never want to fuck. I'm just saying I understand just overall as a societal standard, like. Yeah, I don't know. It's just not the same thing. If women were allowed to use men's bathrooms and men were not allowed to use women's bathrooms, I would actually be okay with that. Like, if the law said that women can just use whatever bathroom they want and then men have to use a men's room, I'd go, cool. I'm not going to... Because there's fucking creepy dudes out there. They're just creepy fucking guys.
But that's
guys.
Like an even... But that goes against your own policy. You're like, there's creepy guys out there, so let the girls into our stalls.
That's their choice. If this bitch wants to come play in the fucking Dragons, then she's playing in the Dragons.
Okay, what if you're in the locker room, smoking hot chick walks in, tiny little body, tits.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All and then right, you look down.
Shannon, turn on the sexy music. Shannon, turn on the fucking sexy music right now.
All right, I'm going to really describe
James, go to the steam room for the daddy's going to play.
All right. You're sitting there, you're fucking you're toweling off, right? All of a sudden, you smell like great perfume coming in behind you. You're like, damn, is that Chanel? I don't know how to spell Chanel. I'm Lewis. So
then, this channel, right?
This chick walks in, and you turn around. You're like, god damn, is this a comic with an OnlyFans? You know, your type.
Okay, all right.
And then she's this fucking smoking hot piece, dude.
Gorgeous.
She's a nine.
Who does she look like? Face of who?
Zach. She's a fucking piece and a half, Louis.
She's gorgeous.
I'm talking like she looks mixed with light eyes, like, you know what I mean? Just fuck, she's a diamond.
Like
and a half.
Natalie Imbruglia.
I don't know who that is.
Deep cut.
From the Torn Jesus video. Gosh. Remember Natalie Imbruglia? Yeah.
She's got those tits where you're like,
it's Australian.
Those have to be fake, but they're not. You don't see the scar lines underneath it. You're like, those.
No, I'm not into big fake looking tits.
I just roll.
He wants scars on the wrists and inner thighs.
Yes, and me here, you fuck.
Sorry, good. All right. I like this bitch.
Yeah. So, and then she smiles at you. Gives you one of these little smirks, and you're like, holy shit.
What are you doing?
And then
here?
You look down, she's got a little cock.
Little cock.
Jackpot.
An inoffensive cock.
Like the Lois Einhorn from Ace Ventura kind of dick, right?
Yeah. It looks like a woman's cock.
Yeah. A woman, ooh. It's a very feminine.
So she's on hormones.
Yes. Hormones have been killing her since she was 11.
Jackpot.
Feminine little dick.
Very, yeah. So, what do you say to James? James, cover up. Like, what are you doing?
James. Meet your new mother. Start kidding.
You see what I mean? If it's an attractive chick, you don't give a fuck. It's like...
No, I would still give a fuck. It would still be weird. I mean, I'd be like... I guess who... I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would
I
do.
I think if... And I'm...
Because there's gay guys at Equinox that...
Equinox is a gay gym.
They just... I fuck you the whole time. Yeah. The whole time. Guys pull their dicks out in the steam room all the time. Yeah. I catch guys hooking up in the steam room all the time.
You're a real cock block, by the way.
You kick the door in, you got like a fucking cock block hat on.
You go to a gay gym and then you get mad at dudes for doing faggy shit.
No, dude, you're not supposed to be fucking sucking each other off in the steam room. I'm trying to fucking relax. I'm trying to unwind.
Yeah, it's in the Palladio studios where you're supposed to do it like a fucking gentleman does.
Yeah, I'm trying to fucking open up my pores. I'm trying to have a little bit
of... So are they.
I do a whole bit about how it's just a gay gym.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking...
It's not even weights, just steam rooms.
Yeah, I love the steam room, though. Yeah. I'm going today.
Good man.
I love it. Yeah. Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our great sponsors on the show, which is Yo Delta. You guys have been hearing about us talking about Yo Kratom forever, and we love Yo Kratom. They're supporting Skankfest. They're supporting the entire fucking Fight Journal. They're in support. They support every show on this network. Well, they launched a Delta 8 sponsor, or they launched a Delta 8 brand that is absolutely incredible. Delta 8 THC gets you super stoned. Zach, I know you exclusively take the Delta 8 gummies.
Yeah, the gummies, they sound phenomenal. They sent us some vape pens, and I've done the field research, Lewis. They work.
They really work, dude. I'll tell you right now, who was here the other day? They were saying that they couldn't take regular weed gummies, that they weren't working, but Delta 8 hit them in a different way, like a whole other way.
Yeah, Delta, the gummies are, I would say, potent.
Yeah, really potent, and they get you really high, and it's legal in 42 states. They ship right to your door. They cut out the middleman. It's already cheaper to begin with than weed. If you go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your order. Go to YoDelta right now. Grab some Delta 8 THC from our friends over at YoDelta and YoKratom, and use that promo code GAS. Save 25% and enjoy your stoned life. Okay, let's get back into it. So, so what happened? There was protests afterwards. Can we have some video footage of the protests?
Also, people are, what do you mean you're catching people blowing each other all the time?
Catching them.
Is catching the word?
Yeah.
Aha!
I know, right?
I've been watching for 30 seconds here. Nah,
I need to hear one of the
stories. All right, guys, I'm leaving.
Wait, he never answered the question.
Clop, clop, clop.
Gotcha! It's like a fucking mob movie where they like always catch a crooked cop. He's always in the showers. Like, Steve, you just see a warrant hit the glass door. Yeah. This is Lewis.
Well, I'm in the shadows. They can't see me. And as soon as they're sucking each other off, my head comes up between their legs. I'm like, I caught you.
Were you like Chris Hansen from Catch a Predator? Like, So what are you doing here?
Yeah, can you imagine you're about to bust in a man's mouth and you just see yellow glasses getting closer and closer through the mist?
Fogged up.
No, I've caught them a few... Oh, wait, this is... Protesters and anti-protesters clash outside of a Koreatown spa in Los Angeles after something, something, something. Get some volume on this.
Why is a cop's gun green? It makes me think it's a toy gun.
It's covered in Mexican Coke.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
So what is this?
But also, like, this is what's so fucking whack now, is they're all like, there's a clash. It's like six dorks in helmets.
With an umbrella, like the penguin from Batman. What the fuck is this?
Like, so, this Mexican guy, I saw him.
He wasn't even a part of this.
Dude, he's got rosary beads.
Yeah. I love that guy in Blade 2, where he almost ripped apart Rosie Snipes' head.
Boom. Let's go. Oh, I want to watch this. Oh, don't arrest the Mexican guy.
He just fucking swung at them.
He just hit him with rosary beads in the name of Jesus,
they're
anti-trans.
They're anal beads.
He's trying to turn them.
the yeah, power of Christ compels you, yeah. as he whips you.
So yeah, I guess Antifa folks are outside of this Korean spa saying, you're a racist spa, and these people are racist, and people are protesting, and they're going back and forth, but it's like, none of these people are going to the Korean spa.
No.
Like, none of these Antifa people are going to the Korean spa. None of these other people are. What is this?
Yeah, I mean, like, look.
He just tried to spray him with something.
Everybody on both sides of this.
He better run. He's about to get a little shit.
Oh, dude. Oh, everyone's such pussies. They're all such fucking pussies. Look at them jumping them. So are these Antifa types?
Yeah, I mean, they gotta be. They're wearing all
black. Here comes the men in black.
Why do they all look like dweebs? Yeah. Who's this little Mexican guy?
He looks like Anthony Soprano Jr.
Who are these dweebs?
Yeah.
I just want to go and beat everybody up. Yeah. Can we just show up at one of these protests and just fuck everybody up? Because they're all fucking pussies.
That's what these Antifa pieces of shit are. It's like they're just fucking losers, and now they're like, all right, let's put on metal and just
let's put on bike helmets and start hitting fucking people. Dude.
They hit people smaller than them. It's fucking insane.
You're literally jumping people because they have a fucking different cultural view on. In the best case scenario,
a nuanced situation.
Yeah, extremely nuanced. At best case scenario, an extremely nuanced, intricate situation where people are going to think very, very differently. You're jumping people because they think differently than you. It's fucking psychotic, dude.
Yeah,
it's absolutely insane. Psychotic.
But it's funny because like those people look at cops as like, oh, these were the bullies in high school, and now they're just bullying everybody else. But like those kids are the kids that were bullied in high school, and now they're just beating the shit out of other people.
And that's
like,
not true. Cops are somebody or a kid from grammar school who somebody stole something from them and they never got over it.
Damn, dude. I wish I could beat up Diego. I'd go beat him up in the name of fucking white supremacy. He'd fuck me up. It's a problem.
Is it like your role plays?
God,
like,
damn it, dude.
Diego, today no, what happens
every time I start getting a little bit too uppity on social media, and anytime I dip my toe into the alt-right side of any opinions, Diego takes it out of me in training.
Really?
Every time I come to training, I'm like, Diego's punching a little hard. He's coming at me a little more furious. I'm like, all right, dude, fucking chill.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so.
Like, left hooks matter. Fucking peace me up.
Yeah, so I guess that's going on there. It's a sort of a nuance.
It feels like this is dying down, though.
I feel like it should be the up to the business if they want to.
Up to your agent.
It should be up to my agent.
To your fake agent.
if trans people should be allowed in the bathroom. The business should just say, oh, yeah, we're going to either build the trans bathroom or we're not. And then.
You can't build a trans bathroom. There's like one in every town.
Yeah.
You can't build a whole third bathroom. Dude, you would shit in a trans bathroom. Come on.
No. I shit in women's bathrooms. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
there's no law in New York. You can use whatever bathroom you want.
Yeah.
There's no law.
That's it. Just make it. I mean, locker rooms are like a tricky thing, but you can't. Like, in a fucking gym, do a third. Like, you have to just make an inclusive thing. You can't do it that way. Unless they just start shitting in the elevators.
Like the projects?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's go. Let's move on. 27-year-old Pete Davidson is in the process of removing 100 tattoos and expects to be done when he turns 30. Why would you get all those tattoos all over your body just to have them removed?
Because he's mentally ill.
Well, he's getting a big skank hands on his back. It's to clear all that. On the board space.
Do we have any more information on this, Shannon?
The reason why he's getting them removed is so that he can get more jobs in his acting career.
Acting career, that's hilarious.
But a bunch of his tattoos are like for past relationships and stuff, so maybe he's just wanting to start from scratch. He also, he's in a Smart Water ad, and they've included his process of getting the tattoos removed in the
ad. Let's say, please. I would love to see it.
I bet they're probably, that's like a sponsorship then, like where they're paying for that. Not that he needs the money.
Yeah. Also, probably I love Kevin's reaction, like, Pete Davidson, movie star.
Acting career.
He's got his own movie. Like,
I
what? Like,
yeah, I mean, Kevin. He does have a successful acting career.
Yeah,
he's on Saturday Night Live, one of the largest shows in the world, and he's in.
This guy's doing guest spots at the Stress Factory. Yeah. He's like, Pete's acting career.
Acting.
What are you fucking high?
Yeah, what is it going to be on Sheba Mason's show next week?
He's like one of the most famous faces in the fucking world. He's like, he had his own Judd Apatow movie. Are you fucking, what are you nuts?
That is true.
I just want to say acting in parentheses.
Okay, wasn't that
he's not a bad actor.
Yeah, he's not a good one either. Listen, he's farther along than I am, that's for sure.
Look at this. Questionable choices. And a couple of them need removing. We're all.
This is why he has to remove the Legion of Skanks episode. And contacted Gas Digital. Also,
he has the worst tattoos on anybody.
Like, yeah, they're terrible.
They're terrible.
Like, there was this time I thought I was.
It's
a model.
Fucked up that his friends would let him.
But he could get all this shit like whitewashed. Like they could digitally remove it. Like they did, like the different Machine Gun Kelly in the Motley Crue film.
He's getting the tattoos removed for the same reason that a kid gets tattoos. It's because he just wants a little bit of attention.
I gotta piss. I'll be right back.
Go ahead.
I don't know, like. When I thought I was too cool for walking. I'll be right back.
Okay.
But now I'm trying to make smarter choices. Hydrating with smart water and stuff like that.
I do like the fact that he mocked smart water in their own app.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I'm going to get Pete Davidson. Dude. Oh, it's played already. Why does my real ass do drop work anymore?
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
I mean, I gotta give it, dude. He he said, "I'm making smarter choices, like drinking smart water." Like he was too embarrassed.
He rolled his eyes.
Too embarrassed to deliver the line in the commercial. And shout out to Smart Water for recognizing that it was better to leave it in there.
Very much so.
Because I mean, yeah, that's very interesting. That is the first time that I've seen a piece of marketing done that way. You know, I Robbie Bernstein gets mad at me because I mock some of our sponsors. And we need to send him that Smart Water ad and let him know, like, look, even on the larger level.
Hey, dumb Jew, look at Smart Water. No, I get it from his he's probably got somebody in his ear that's like, listen, you probably have a lot of roles lined up. You can either sit in a fucking makeup chair and get this shit painted over every day. Do you want to get up at 5 a.m. every day?
Do they ever really get rid of tattoos, though? Is it like, it doesn't look like just skin. He's got tattoos everywhere. Doesn't it look like scar tissue?
I think if you get a really good version. I think you have, it's like, he's probably getting the best... Away. He's getting the best possible the shit version of that.
Can we see a like tattoo removal like before after like the like a good one? Because every time I've seen it, it looks like scar tissue. I have friends who have had tattoos removed. Oh wow,
that's not that bad.
That's really not bad. I mean, I can still see that you see scarring. Yeah. Yeah. You definitely see scarring.
Can we see before and after of a Korean massage as well? Pull that up.
Let's see some more tattoo removal.
Get the fuck out. That one guy had his face completely tattooed and then he got removed without any scarring. That I don't believe.
It fades. Like they keep doing it. It's really painful. It's way more painful than being tattooed.
Look at that.
Well,
this
I'm sure over time it gets better looking too.
I love the familiar tattoo right above his lip.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, this guy hosts Without a Country.
Yeah, no. These are actually better than I thought they would be. See, that's what I've seen.
That's terrible. Yeah.
That's
it goes in a fucking fire and it's a burn graft right
there. Looks like he got a white tattoo as a cover up.
Ooh, that's brutal.
That might be directly after though.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, I'm sure they said, listen, you have all these roles lined up. He can probably make more money. Like they would probably be apprehensive about casting somebody with all the tattoos.
But he's got a skinny, emaciated body. It's not like he's playing superhero roles where he needs to show his body. He can just
he's literally in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, he's in a superhero movie coming out.
But he's all covered up, though. He's not flashing guns and shit.
I wouldn't say he has an acting career, but he's one of the upcoming superheroes in a fucking...
starring in the latest DC Universe film, career. Yeah, no, all right, so you know, you're right about that, but he's not. What I'm saying is, I don't know who he's playing in that. Who is he? Is he playing a young Joker? Because he should be.
No, he's just a big offshoot, like third tier villain. I forgot.
Pete Davidson would be a great Joker that he just doesn't care about actually being a villain. He's like, whatever, I'm not even gonna rob it.
Shoot the world burn, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. Apathetic Joker.
Just trying to beat Batman from the couch.
Yeah. Like, whatever, Batman, you can do whatever you want.
It says he's playing Blackguard.
He's playing Blackguard?
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, there you go.
It's all expendable people.
Yeah. So
I think that's just how they wrote Bouncer.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's just like, yeah, good for him. I just feel like it's a lot of fucking pain to sit through just for that reason. I just feel like he's enough of a star and he's already getting the roles where he doesn't really need.
Well, obviously, that's not the only fucking reason he's doing it, dude. He's like, every tattoo he got was like when probably a shitty thing happened in his life, like, or like something like he had like for every girl he dated, he got fucking tats of him. So I'm sure he wants them off his body.
Yeah, and he got like those bad like little peep kind of tattoos.
Yeah,
where it's like an outline of one of the Mars Attacks aliens.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah,
they're terrible. Like you,
you have money. Get nice
get
tattoos.
Get good tattoos, doggy.
You got to wonder with this new English girlfriend, how much of this decision is based on her? Because if she's prim and proper like most of these Brit lasses are, she's like, you're not meeting my fucking parents until like 2/3 of these things are fucking gone.
Wow. Dude, I feel like you secretly like know everything about
Why do you
David?
Love
like,
Davidson so much, dude?
I don't. I just
like
know that's
British
in the news.
Girlfriend.
Who's his British girlfriend? I've never heard of
her. She's on that Netflix show. I just saw that. Wow, he looks like John Lennon there or whatever.
The one tattoo he has that I like is that Bada Bing tattoo. That's the only one. Dude, but
worst the strip great white club shark in America.
Is it a real club?
Satin Dolls
on Route 17.
Fucking oh, really? Sucks dick.
Never
yeah.
been. Just
oh,
go
yeah,
by a million times.
I pass it all the time because I live in Jersey.
We went.
Yeah.
Is that we went there?
We went and left. We went and we're
oh,
getting three drinks and left.
Oh, I
really?
Remember. Yes,
wait,
that's
why?
Where we went. Oh, I was fucked
why
up.
Why was
that
it
night.
So bad?
Dog, yeah, I was fucked up. That
yeah.
night.
We went. Do you,
say nothing
so,
else about that.
I
night.
Love strip
First
club.
Of all, it's exactly how it looks in The Sopranos. So the girls are in the bar.
I forgot.
We were in the bar, right?
Yeah.
But the girls are in on a box in the bar, and it's Jersey, so they're clothed. They do one dance, and then they walk up to every single person and mean mug you until you give them money.
Oh, my God.
It fucking stinks.
That's the worst. I've been going to strip clubs, like, a lot lately, and I'll even bring my chick, and we'll just fucking sit there and just watch, and the best is when no one bothers you. That's what makes a strip club good. Just nobody fucking with you.
I had the funniest story about a friend of a friend. We were at a strip club, and this girl comes up to him after doing her thing on stage, and she said, you know, how about a little, you know, for the effort? And he goes, no. And again, he's a little out there, and he's dead serious, but he says, no, thanks. I'm just waiting for someone better looking to come along.
Hell yeah.
And she just fucking walked away.
Yeah. No. That's how you need to treat strippers.
Yeah.
Why are we being nice to them? Like, yeah. I'm not being an asshole here. It's like, no. You are a product. Let's get fucking real. Stop the sex work shit. Shut up. You're a fucking product. If your product stinks, I'm going to complain to management. Sorry. Okay? Yeah, this...
Wait,
this,
what?
This one's rotten over here.
Yeah.
Can we take this off
the
shelf?
The
it's expired by
going,
2 weeks.
Doggy, I am going to the manager, dude. They should have a fucking sell-by date on some of these bitches.
The Indian guy in the back changing the 1 to a 4.
Yeah, I've made the mistake before of tipping ugly strippers. Have you ever done that?
No,
it's like have you ever gone to like a resort in like the Bahamas or a third world country and given one of the beach dogs food?
That yeah. is the single that funniest thing you've ever said.
It's the truth. Yeah. And I thought of this analogy the other day because I went to a party and there was an autistic kid at the party, like a little 12-year-old kid that was autistic. And I made eye contact with him, had a conversation with him for like 30 seconds. And then he just followed me around the party the whole time. And it reminded me of the time that I tipped an ugly stripper and fed a dog on the beach.
Yeah. Well, because they're not getting a lot of fucking bites, so yeah, whoever's yeah. latching on, they're going hard, right?
So it was that. it was this gross black stripper, and I threw like $2 at her, and Lewis immediately barked at me. He goes, what are you doing? It's like feeding a dog on the beach. And was he right? This bitch fucking shimmied her way over to us every fucking 20 seconds.
Yeah, she had mange.
Oh,
just another Tyler Perry character.
It was awful.
That wasn't a strip club, that place. It was a cockfighting pit with just Puerto Rican girls in it fucking looking at you out of one eye, and they would lift their belly up to show you their pussy.
Ugh. Oh, you went to the Bean Post in Patterson, then?
Harem.
I fucking love strip clubs, though.
What's the best strip club you've ever been to?
I've been going to Sapphire a lot just because it's in my fucking neighborhood on the Upper East.
Sponsor of Catalyst Wrestling.
The one in Vegas
our TV
is insane.
Our TV title is called the Sapphire TV Championship.
Yeah, Sapphire in Vegas is the big one.
They have they do comedy there. I did a show there in Vegas. It's huge. It's like a planetarium. They have a fucking star. But yeah, the women there are small
Last time
shows.
I was in Vegas, I went to a strip club. I went to the Spearmint
Rhino.
Yeah, which is just, you know, that's not the one you want to go to. Like a super expensive, like famous strip club. Like you got to go a little shithole.
Yeah, I don't want to be out fucking $400 by the end of the night.
Somebody in the racist live chat just said it's hilarious that Lewis did not introduce the guests before he went into the plugs. Yusuf G is a fucking moron.
You definitely introduced him.
Yeah.
Won't you fucking pay attention, Yusuf G, before you get banned from the racist live chat, you fucking pussy. You pussy bitch. Did I plug Gas Digital? I didn't plug Gas Digital. You know what? Guys, if you love the show, you do love the show. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's the number one fucking podcast in the world.
Good episode.
Okay, man. It's a great episode. Mm. We don't fuck around, dude. 3 shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. We ain't fucking around. You love the show, support the show directly. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. That gives you a 7-day free trial for the premium service. Our premium service gives you instant access to the complete on-demand library for every single show on the network. There is nearly 20,000 hours of streaming content that you cannot get anywhere else, all in one place, all ad-free, all uncensored. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat, pre-release on all episodes, and many other member benefits. Subscribe to Guest Digital. It is only $8 a month. And I'm telling you right now, after the summer, price is going back up. Price is going up. Price is going up. Subscribe now, because guess what? If you subscribe, your price will never be raised. You can keep your price. We're never going to fucking raise it on you. But subscribe now, because I will tell you right now, looking like September, we're going to have like a 50 cent or 75 cent per month price increase. So make sure you guys go do that now as we add shows and add features and constantly do new things to improve Gas Digital. Obviously, it costs more money. Streaming service, all that stuff. So make sure you guys subscribe and support now. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial.
Yeah, you got to pay for that airfare ticket for Shannon to go to Jamaica with Lewis, for Christ's sakes.
It's true.
I love that you have to warn your audience about a 50% or a 50 cent price increase.
It's a pretty sizable price increase when you consider out of $8 a month, if it's you're adding 50
fucking
cents.
Nothing. Netflix is like $100 a month now. I don't even tell people.
It's less. That's the difference between us and Netflix. Netflix
that's
just
the only
it.
Difference.
Yeah, that's the only difference. I'll tell you right now, unquestionably, it's a funnier subscription. If you're looking to just
for sure.
Gas Digital is leaps and bounds funnier subscription than Netflix.
Yeah, I don't see Reed Hastings doing a racist chat on Netflix.
It
do you guys?
Happening, baby boy. Sorry. That'd be great, though, if Netflix had their own racist live chat.
Yeah. Dear Amy Schumer Show, boy, do I have thoughts.
It's just Hasan Minhaj like, we did the plugs. Jesus.
Hyper Slim says 75 cents per month increase. LMAO, how retarded. I need you to ban Hyper Slim for 48 full hours from live chat. Right now, and I mean this, Paco, 48 full hours. Hyper Slim, he's not even going to have an opportunity to fucking salvage himself.
Dude, don't ban that guy. That
he's banned.
That post wasn't racist enough to be in the racist chat, I think.
48 fucking hours. Don't fucking tell me I'm retarded. You're retarded. You're watching my premium platform right now, you fucking idiot. If I'm retarded, who are you? What are you?
How does this business survive with you
banning? I would pay 75 cents to watch a retarded person.
Wouldn't we all?
Like, you banned fucking 8 people a show. How does this business survive?
They love it.
This is Stockholm Syndrome at its finest. Yeah,
they love it. They love the attention.
But like, that's such an insane business model. It's like if the gym is like, don't come back for 3 days.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's see.
Unless you're going to blow some dudes in the steam room. Then it's okay.
All right. Let's see. New Jersey man arrested after calling his neighbor the N-word? No. Can't be arrested.
No, it wasn't. No.
No. You can be arrested for that? You can be arrested for that. I mean, look, let me call my lawyer right now.
Can I get you in retainer, sir?
New Jersey, man? Is
where,
it me?
Where in Jersey?
Is this how I'm finding out that I got it? There's an arrest warrant out for me right now?
Don't go home, Lewis.
Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
South Jersey makes sense.
Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Give me some details here, Shannon. What happened?
So he's 45 years old. He appeared in court on Tuesday for his first appearance, but will remain behind bars until his detention hearing later this week. And so he was caught on camera arguing with his neighbor. He shoved him a little bit. That's not caught on camera, but him calling him the N-word.
It's caught on camera.
Is. And he also doxed himself. So he saw that somebody was recording. So he said to the camera.
Oh, he had that moment? It was like, my name's John Winkley. John, I live at 555 62nd Street, motherfucker. Come to my house.
Exactly.
It's one of those cause and effect videos where you see him give his address. And then it smash cuts to like the cops walking him out of his house with like 85 black people dancing on his lawn.
This is the story where they went to his house, and I was like I remember this morning I sort of proofed. I was like people are protesting outside of his house for saying the N-word. I was like, this is going to be a real problem in my life at one point.
Yeah, then he looks out the window.
I didn't realize that this was the same story. So he doxes himself and gives his address, and these people show up because
they didn't have work.
So fast.
Cut to him calling the cops later on, going, my house got robbed. Come back. You know where I live. You were here 12 hours ago.
Pull up this video. I want to see what he
How
he did.
Fucking funny would it be if we just slowly found out this was Lewis, though? She's like, yeah, they're saying that he punched the neighbor, said the N-word, and then threw his hands up in a weird diamond formation and yelled, real ass. Fucking.
Right, just a disclaimer. It's part of a news broadcast. It's a okay. Intro.
Aggressive rant. Wait, go back to her face, just her face.
Did you fuck her?
It looks like she comes in, she's like, blacks everywhere. Good.
If she says we're epidemic, I next all shit.
Over his racist and aggressive rant against his neighbor. The man has been charged now, and he remains behind bars tonight. Action News reporter George Solis is live outside Mount Laurel Police, where talk continues about the incident.
Now we head to Spick Reporter.
That's right. Good afternoon, Sarah. Edward Matthews appeared before the judge today for his first appearance. Now, he will remain in custody until his first detention hearing sometime later this week. And today there is, as you can expect, more fallout from that already viral.
I don't understand what's going on right now. So he's been arrested without bail for saying the N-word?
I think so.
That might be by request.
No, there has to be something.
Like, if he's in solitary, he might be. It might be a safety thing.
Maybe I don't.
Was gonna go back to his house
without bail, though. No, they can't do that. They can't be like, we're holding you for your own protection. What is the bail for? What is the charge even? Just saying.
Jeffrey Epstein got fucking bail. Like, there's something wrong with
what's the charge?
There's three charges. Do you want to
bail? Is I was singing along to the song.
Being real ass dude. All right, guy number one.
Let's just finish the video, and then I'll tell you the details.
Today, it is geared towards the Mount Laurel Police Department. In an interview with Action News on Monday, the South Jersey man caught on a now-viral video using racial slurs towards his neighbor's door in an argument is regretting his words.
Just like I told the Mount Laurel police, get these monkey out of here, and you can't do that.
During our interview, he worked
the Big Show
to
lost a lot of
actions.
Weight.
I was drunk. I was out of line. I let my anger get the best of me.
Now, as it turns out, it may not have been the first time that happened. Tuesday, the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office released this
mugshot as a selfie.
Edward Cagney Matthews, hours after being taken into custody late Monday evening after an hours-long protest.
Oh my God!
I'm more shocked the black guy didn't pop in the face when he came into space. That would have shocked me the most.
As well as a separate incident with another female neighbor. In that one, he's accused of being caught on video using slurs and performing a quote lewd motion while laughing. In total, Matthews was charged with three hate crimes.
There it is.
And one charge for trespass.
You know what makes this video? The fact he's wearing a Baby Yoda Mandalorian t-shirt while slurring out N-words.
Look, the black guy, you should have just beat his ass. I mean, it's a very athletic, tall fucking black guy. I feel like he could have just worked.
He got on his space, man.
Well, no, honestly, good for the black guy for having restraint, because he'd end up being the person in jail.
Yeah.
Unquestionably. Honestly, it's fucking South Jersey cops. He probably been shot to death.
His front yard, though.
What?
If you stick somebody in your front door, can you go to jail for that?
If you punch somebody, yeah. You can't.
They're on your fucking...
You can't hit people for trespassing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to prove that you felt as if you were in danger. It's him just talking shit to you. Yeah. You're not allowed to start wailing people in the head because they're on your lawn.
I feel like I'd be shocked if like somebody's at your door on camera yelling shit in your face and you hit them.
I think he probably wouldn't get in real trouble.
He'd probably get a warning, right?
No, he'd get arrested. You can't hit people. You can't hit people, regardless. You're not allowed to. But, I mean, the black guy, good for him for showing restraint. Let's see. There's a full video, no news story. Bobby put the full video in the chat, I guess.
I love that dude has, like, that gut forward, like, Alex Jones walk. That super confident fucking...
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, he shouldn't be arrested for it. Obviously, the guy's a piece of shit. Like, I'm never justifying... actual real racism. Maybe it should make it clear. Like, I'm not justifying people walking up to black people and like, you're the N-word. That's crazy.
Mm.
That's I dealt with that as a fucking child. I had people regularly being very racist towards me. And the way that I dealt with that was by the way I dealt with that was by making jokes. And the way I dealt with that was by finding the humor in this fucked up situation.
Are you going to do a fucking speech about how comedy is needed? Is this going to be the woke
thing?
Cut Lev's mic.
He gets a 2-minute ban. Like, a 2-minute ban like he gets speaking on my show. There we go. There we go. How does it feel now, Lev? How does it fucking feel? Now you feel like the guy in the racist live chat. No, the point... What, Shannon? What are you going to say?
Oh, no. If you want to see the video, it's a compilation of all of the shit that he did.
Good.
Matthews and right. Get the fuck out of here. And some adjacent shit. Touch him. Touch him. That's all I want you to do. Touch him. Touch him. That's all I want you to do. Touch him.
I know better.
Oh, good. You know better. Get the fuck out of here.
I got you three times. Touch him.
I don't give a shit.
Don't worry.
I don't give a shit.
Is this Eddie Murphy's drunk father? I kicked the fucking dog,
this
Eddie.
This is my house, Eddie. This is my house.
I tell you what, I don't give a shit.
This isn't their property, you dumb fuck.
You dumb fuck. This is
their own. No, this is common.
They're
dumb, ignorant. They're
wow.
They don't have any right. I think they're both drunk.
It's called common ground. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they're the, yeah, they're definitely.
I guess
drunk.
When you wear boat shoes, you have to yell.
Is this the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Is this the 4th of July?
He's holding a. Oh, I thought he had a little flag. Learn your law.
It's not Africa.
Oh, this is
not a solid. Oh, hold on. By the way, I haven't completely decided whose side I'm on yet because that "it's not Africa" line kind of got me. I was like, all right, dude, all right, get him.
Go out, go back to your house, go walk your dog, go do your shit.
I'm right here.
Okay, stay right there. Do not talk to him, do not harass him.
I'm going to him.
Oh, he is actually from Africa.
Yeah, yeah, he's something.
Both have videotape of you putting your hands on me twice.
Oh, yeah, Zygon, so what the fuck are you going to do about it?
I'm going to press charges.
Go on there.
We will.
Go on there.
You know what the police can do?
What will the police do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Because they have no jurisdiction here.
Okay, they don't. Okay, that's fine.
So when they get here, I'm going to walk them the fuck off like I just did in front of Verlin's house.
Okay.
Who's Verlin?
Okay, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
The secretary of the board, her and daughter are not out of here.
I don't care.
This is a lot of inside baseball in this argument.
If he walks in straight away and says, "I am the captain now," then that's a fucking nail in the coffin for me.
Yeah, honestly, this is like a roast battle, and I'm sort of going back and forth. I'm into this.
That's all you want to do. I didn't touch.
All right, put Lev's mic back on. He's allowed.
My mic's been cut that whole time. I was killing.
Is that it? Is there? I mean,
what the fuck, Shannon?
Fast forward a little here.
The whole thing is 14 minutes long.
Oh my God, that's way too much.
Yeah, can we just go to when he's got to see? It would have been instead of like going nuts on his lawn if he had to walk through 500 black people into the cops like at the end of the Birds. It would have been so much scarier.
I want to compliment the camera work on this. That person holding the camera did not shake one.
Who
inch.
Is the person holding the camera?
I have no idea. Neighbor,
yeah, how funny is it though? Every time you leave your house, there's just like 50 black people on your lawn just throwing water at you and shit. And, like, he's always like the final scene in Training Day, he's just like giving a speech on his way to work.
Yeah, it's like Lee Harvey Oswald making his way through the jail and then getting shot by Jack Ruby.
Look, I would love to side with the white man here. You guys know me.
Yeah,
you know me. Give me the fucking angle to side with this white guy. I will be on his side. I'll figure it out.
But the homeowner in you is like, get the fuck.
Yeah, get the fuck off my property. Get the fuck off my property. You coming to my door? I'm getting angry for the black guy.
What would
I'm
you do like, if that guy was on your fucking front door? Like
I'd be in jail. Yeah, I would be jail. If the problem is if you start approaching my home. And even if my kid's not there, I'm going like, you don't know if my fucking kid's here. And then I start to work myself up into like, you're trying to attack and murder my family. And then I will come at you with that sort of ferocity.
Yeah, the minute he's on that step, I said, that's good. The guy's just going to
cold cock
him.
The minute he's on the step, I'm throwing an elbow at the bridge of his nose. Yeah. The minute he's on my fucking front step, the fuck out of here. Ooh.
We have the part where he
means like a friendly
N-word.
Elbow because he hears him say the N-word. He's like, come on in, bro.
So the minute he says the N-word, I'm rubbing elbows with him. We're going to go find another black guy to harass.
Just like I told the Mount Laurel police, get these fucking monkey niggers out of here and you can't do shit. That's me talking
shit. That's fucking wild, dude.
Wow.
3602 Gramercy Way, that's where I live.
Jesus.
Come
see me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel real comfortable, so get me on video so you know what you see. Bring whoever.
This is a South Jersey cash me outside.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. What are the chances you have 50 cousins?
Come see me, he says. Wow. If you do that, then you get what you lay it in your fucking bed, you idiot.
He just gave the address of somebody he hates.
And my cunt ex-wife lives at 35 Main Street.
They show up as just another black dude.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So another thing that happened too is because there were so many people outside of his house, he couldn't get food. So he would order pizza, but every time the delivery person would come, the black people outside would eat the pizza. So he ordered a total of 45 pizzas before police showed up.
I don't know if that's true.
They did the same
that's
thing
according
with
to Black Twitter.
That Black Twitter is, you know, they're black. They're not fucking, you know, they're not really good with facts and figures. Okay.
In total, he was charged with 3 hate crimes, 2 charges for harassment, and 1 charge for trespassing.
Okay, so that's okay. So here's what it is: he was not charged with saying the N-word. What he was charged was harassment. He was charged with trespassing, and because he said the N-word, they bumped it up to a hate crime. So it's a little different. Just simply saying the N-word wasn't what he was arrested for. He was arrested for fucking harassing a dude.
Wouldn't you think that the delivery
live
thing
to,
was...
Live to pot another day, my friend. Live to pot another day.
That food delivery thing, wouldn't you say, you know what, tonight's the night, we're just going to grill burgers out in the backyard. Like, we're not going to try and order food in because it's just not going to fucking happen.
Or wouldn't you be like, let's get chicken.
I just
they're all asleep on the front lawn. And he's got a tiptoe throw.
You can't grill in the backyard. There's fucking 800 people surrounding his back fence. Like, no, just what
he should have done was
fucking...
he should have gotten like 30 watermelons and just rolled them down the street, just watching them. That was racist, actually. That should Jesus be a hate crime. That should be a hate crime right there, what I just did.
He has apologized.
Nice. We saw the apology.
Oh, I have the whole quote of what he said.
Good. What did he say? Give me
but
the whole
it
quote.
Just, it doesn't make sense, though, because it seems like he's had many instances in his neighborhood, but he said, there's nothing I'm going to be able to say that's going to justify me using the words that I used. Whatever I have to do to make up to the community and the world at this point, seeing how big it is, understand that I made a mistake. Allow me the ability to move forward just like we all deserve.
And look, fine, sure. Allow me the ability to move forward. It's okay. I'm not even saying, like, if you say the N-word and you get caught in a moment of anger, like, that your life should be ruined, but you're such an idiot. Like, you gave your address to the fucking camera and said, come see me. You're just a fucking moron.
He's
dude.
So clearly going to do this again.
He's obviously a fucking a racist, bigoted piece of shit. Obviously, okay? It's you're right. It's not news. Redmond in the chat said, how is this news except for race, other than phony race baiting? It's not race baiting. He did say the N word. It's not like it's an angle, and it's like, this has nothing to do with
I
race.
I smell a 40-hour ban coming.
No, this definitely is 100%. You know, a
I would love
racial
if
thing.
His apology was like still racist. He's like, please allow me to move forward, unlike black society, which stays. He's I'm like, sorry. I was drunk, and a monkey happened to walk by. He's like,
I'm sorry that black people don't know how to act right. So. You know,
like, that guy is so clearly going to be on fucking TikTok again next week. Like,
I just want to know what new post office branch have to find a new job at, because you know he's getting fired from that one.
Oh, he worked at the post office?
No, he just looks like a post office guy. Nice.
Yeah. I wonder what his job is.
It was unemployed. Now, yeah, unemployed now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
he's an HR director,
zookeeper.
Jesus Christ, Zach.
God damn.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. All right, look, let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Thank you very much for my two guests, Kevin Goatee, Lev Fur. Make sure you guys go and support those guys. They're all over the fucking place. Oh, we have another dumb bitch contest submission. We'll do another dumb bitch contest on Friday. Okay? If your chick's a dumb bitch, let us know. Maybe we can win a real ass prize package. Let us know some dumb bitch shit that she did. And that'll be that. But until then, we will check you next time on The Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, good to see you both.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having.
That's all, folks.
Hey, guys, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other incredible podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. And this week, we're highlighting Bye Guys with...
me
and our good friend Ian Fidance, two bisexual queers who get into weird gay shit every week. It's essentially if the Real Ass Podcast was gay. That's what it is. You'll love it. You can go check out their entire catalog on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Check out this clip right now.
Oh, wait, we can talk to her live right now?
Live right now. But
you're on Bye Guys on the Gas Digital Network.
Make an account real quick.
Oh my God, she is gorgeous. Is this all she does?
You can tell her what to do.
What are people saying to her?
I love that we got distracted from Guess the Butthole to do something gayer.
This is straight as fuck. Now wait, hold on. What are they saying to her? I feel things. Hold on. I feel things with you like no other.
You drive
I feel
me very crazy.
Passionate and a great deal of lust.
Oh, the Indians are in full effect.
Oh, she's got a lot.
Somebody agreed with that comment. Me too, Rebel.
Yo, that's preach. That's not little paradise. That's a big, beautiful, juicy paradise.
Now, is that her heart?
Take me down to the paradise city where you jerk your dick like it's a big old clitty. Oh, please, let me go down.
Now, that's the thing with trying
to... Welcome to the jungle!
No, I think that's a maintenance jerk. Like, they're keeping it...
They're keeping it...
Like, semi.
One-third hard.
Like, no, how can you control that? I think that's just like...
Because that's just maintenance.
It's like edging.
Yeah,
I am looking at your cock, my goodness. I want that cock. I want to play with that cock. Oh, that's not that fun.
Clip all that.
Like, somebody just tipped 150. She's raking in right now.
Oh, my God.
How much is a token?
Oh,
can we get her to shout out Bye Guys? Does she talk?
I never put a dollar.
Can we get her to be like, hey, you're watching Bye Guys on the Gas Digital Network.
You gotta make an account.
Like, so Jared, you people can watch Jared do that. Like, he would do that.
You have an account, Jared?
Yeah.
You dirty little dog.
Have you ever broadcast it?
Jared's?
Yeah, yeah.
Jared broadcasted yourself jerking off.
That's how he gets the token. So he and feels that, like he never spends money.
I would never spend money.
Oh, so it's like,
wait, so you jerk off and people pay you money.
Correct.
How much money do you make?
So that's the thing. I never transferred the money out. I actually lost it.
He would put it right back
in. Yeah, so you're playing house money.
I would play house money. Wow, you're like the Chinese dollar. It circulates 13 times before at least trying to take it. No, wait a minute.
It's got diseases on it.
I would get girls to do things for me, and that's what I would get off to.
If you didn't do that, how much money would you have made?
Oh, I probably have had at one point I tried cashing out 2,000 tokens, and I did the authenticator, and then like I just felt weird putting my card in, and I just never in my account, and I never did it. So I lost those 2,000 tokens.
You felt
weird.
I was
like, shit, I gotta go broadcast.
I've done five podcasts with you, and you finally say something interesting.
What the fuck?
Jesus, this show rules.
Holy fuck. Bye, guys, forever.
Oh, hell, she yeah. brought out the fucking...
Now, wait, do they ever come, or is it just like...
What do we have to... So my thing would be like, give me this much amount, and I'll come.
And you come on that's... camera.
Yeah.
He's a little performance artist.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, do you spend the tokens?
Karen, are you raising a whole generation of these?
We believe in ourselves.
Honestly, it might be some child pornography on there.
What?
No, there might be.
Jared.
No, I did this from like, I don't
everywhere,
know.
Everywhere, right? You can't.
18.
Alex, put it back up. What's the matter with you? We have to read more comments.
Now, look, if you go to like the homepage, there's like couple rooms, just female, just.
This is hot.
This is
what's
pretty
that?
Awesome.
Is that no, like you, a flashlight?
Can we go to like go to like the female?
Somebody said, "What's up, Ian?"
Yeah.
Somebody said, "My gosh, what's up, Ian?"
That's fucking great, dude. Oh my gosh.
That is fucking. What's up, fellas? Bye, guys, for the win.
Let's go. That's brilliant.
We love you. That fucking rules.
Oh, we're hijacking this abomination.
Oh my God.